AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On Twitter, President Trump is claiming Mexico has agreed to more than what was revealed last week, teasing more will be announced soon. The announcement was that the president was not going to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico starting on Monday, starting today. In Mexico City today,
nuestra delegación en Washington,
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says their delegation in Washington did very well and the results were good. The best thing he says is the tariffs are not being imposed today. And what matters in terms of politics is to maintain one's principles as well as results. Meantime, President Trump is threatening trade tariffs on China. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Amid a trade war with Beijing, the president says he expects to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping at this month's G20 summit in Japan. If Xi does not show up, the president says he'll put more tariffs into effect against China. He made this threat the same day tariffs he'd threatened against Mexico were to kick in. They're now on the back burner after the U.S. reached an agreement with Mexico. The president made the China threat after calling into CNBC's Squawk Box this morning, apparently in response to criticism from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over the Mexico threat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran's foreign minister is warning the U.S. it cannot expect to stay safe after launching what it described as an economic war against his country. Mohammad Javad Zarif warned whoever starts a war with Iran will not be the one who finishes it. The Supreme Court is rejecting a challenge to federal regulation of gun silencers. Just days after a gunman used a silencer in Virginia Beach, Virginia, 12 people were killed. The justices did not comment in turning away appeals from two men in Kansas who were convicted of violating federal laws regulating silencers. The Vatican issued a document rejecting the idea of people can choose their gender or change it. This is AP Radio News. 25 years later, O.J. Simpson says his life is fine.
He seems like a happy man.
It was in 1994. O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, were murdered. Simpson spoke to the AP's Linda Deutsch, and he told her his life has entered a new phase.
O.J. Simpson is the most positive person you will ever meet. I think even when he was in prison, he was positive. I've talked to him about that, and he just tells me the good things. He said that he is determined that he and his children will live in what he calls a no-negatives zone.
And Simpson told Linda Deutsch there will be no interviews about the killings.
He said, I don't know why anyone would think that I would want to talk about the worst day in our lives.
O.J. Simpson's televised trial in Los Angeles lasted nearly a year and became a national obsession. He was acquitted by a jury in 1995 in a verdict that seemed to split the country along racial lines. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.